We're coming now to our final stop for photographs, Paul McCartney's last childhood home. Paul McCartney was born in June of 1942, and he was actually born in hospital because his mother Mary was a midwife, and so she had privileges which enabled her to have a nice room, and she gave birth in Walton Hospital. She went on to have another little boy 2 years later called Michael. So the two boys, their mum Mary, their dad Jim, were very happy together. But because Mary was a community midwife, she moved around the city. So by the time Paul was 12, they'd already had six homes. And in 1955, they were moved here to Forthlyn Road. They moved into number 20 and it was perfect. Jim worked in a cotton broker's office in Liverpool, and he was a great musician in his spare time, had a jazz band, and he encouraged Paul to play the piano. He said, "You'll always be needed at parties if you can play a piano." But Paul wanted to play the trumpet. Jim bought him a trumpet, he played it very well, and then he realised he couldn't sing if he played the trumpet. So they swapped the trumpet for a guitar. We're at Paul McCartney's bus stop, although it's a rather modern one now. But this is where he would get the 86 bus into school in Liverpool with his brother. And of course, they'd meet George Harrison on the bus. We're going to go down. Again, it's owned by the National Trust. It's been restored, the house, as it was in the 1950s. And again, it's a very tight little pavement, and there's 53 of us. So if you get there early, take your photographs and then stroll back to the coach, just so everyone can get a chance.
The Magical
and
Mystery
we
Tour.
We don't go anywhere Liverpool. Near anybody else's gardens
nu,
or fences. Just
Paul
take
McCartney.
The photograph
of
the McCartney's house.
The
it's
National
number 20.
Trust.
And then straight back to the coach.